You all right over there?
I'm fine.
All right, he's settled. So here was the conversation we touched on last night a couple times in text. With this fall from grace, it put into my mind, how would you put together your Mount Rushmore of disgraced American athletes? Who would be on your big four? I've got my big four. Bricks is making his. Would you like to go first?
I've had mine. I'd like to hear yours first. Okay. I have some issues.
First to me, and this is contingent on these charges going through. Lance Armstrong would be first for me. The story about battling cancer and coming back. Come on.
See, okay, you know what? That
Armstrong's one for me.
On my tentative fourth, I have Armstrong. I just don't know. And again, personally, I've already penciled in his fall from grace, but it hasn't necessarily formally happened. If these charges don't hold up, he still may be getting all this Nike money. He's still going to do his Live Strong thing, so he might not really fall. Right. But if you're putting him in, I will also put him in. Okay.
Armstrong's there first. Second to me is O.J. Simpson.
I got O.J. I told you, man, we're going to have the same four.
Dude, he went from all-star athlete to Naked Gun movie to murder to now, I don't know, trial to whatever.
Right, now he's in jail for
whatever assault and robbery and kidnapping thing.
Stealing his
now.
Own memorabilia back.
Yeah, that's screwed
up.
Third for me is Tiger.
We are differing.
We are different. All right, Tiger to me, because he had that family man thing, and then break down
Tiger's,
and then have it become as public as it did, and then have it destroy his game as it did.
Tiger's career, but the problem is you can pendulum it back up.
True.
I mean,
wins the U.S. Open,
If he wins a couple U.S. Opens, if he does come back to beat Jack, you know, his brand is recovering. His brand has made a huge comeback in the past year or so.
Right, it's just with all the public details that came out about it.
Oh, it was terrible. And if he would have stayed,
that's some weird stuff, man.
If he would have stayed down, he would, I think, be number one on this Mount Rushmore. Yep. However, I do think he's fighting and climbing his way back up.
Who's your third?
In which case, he could come to a comeback story. My third is Barry Bonds, face of the steroid era.
Yeah.
Because he is...
Well, the thing is, nobody really liked Bonds to begin with. That's the only reason I didn't put him on that list.
Well, you know, I had Bonds...
But I totally understand
I was debating between McGuire, Bonds, and Clemens to represent...
The steroid era?
The steroid era fall from grace. And I just went with Bonds because he owns the home run record.
See the thing to me is, if the home run record had been broken and then the steroid allegations came out about Bonds...
Right.
That would be big. That was the biggest record in sports being broken with the tiniest whisper.
It's the
you've
world's
ever heard.
And you're right that nobody really ever liked Barry Bonds, but he was considered untouchably great.
Yeah.
And for somebody to be virtually banned from baseball while owning America's favorite individual record is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Four for me, this is where I go out
both,
of the box.
Both of America's. He owns a single season as well.
Fourth for me is where it goes out of the box. I'm going Tanya Harding.
You're going Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding. Figure skating. Like the most dainty and feminine of sports that exist. Figure skating. She hires someone to bash the knee out of her biggest competition. And here's the extra point. When you end up on celebrity boxing... That's a fall from grace.
That's pretty bad. But
she ended up on celebrity. That's like you go on celebrity boxing to announce your retirement from all things relevant. No one's ever come back.
Yeah, you go there to try to get your Twitter followers up to over 2,000.
Tanya Harding is where I go.
Tanya Harding. That's stupid. Now I'll tell you.
Stupid. Come on now.
I'll tell you.
Celebrity boxing. She's in celebrity boxing with Dustin Diamond.
Tanya Harding's actually is a very interesting call. It's a great call. I actually grew some more respect for Tanya herself when she did that. there was a couple. I actually had while I was trying to come up with who I would actually put forth. I had Marion Jones on my list. She was the highest ranked female athlete that I had.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, I cried the day I ripped my Floyd Landis poster off my bedroom wall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was a terrible, terrible time.
That's a hard one for how much we just talked about.
There were a couple. Ryan Leaf, I thought was one, but he never had any professional success. He was more of a public blow up. Shoeless Joe Jackson, although you can't convince me that he was a took place in the actual throwing.
Feel
the
Dreams
series.
Brought him back, pendulum back with Feel the Dream.
Right, and I did a report on Shoeless Joe in like eighth grade, and a lot of evidence.
You should bring
points.
It in next week. We could definitely do it.
It's probably very well written.
I did a report on Paraguay. Should I bring that in? We can discuss.
There's a lot of evidence that suggests that Shoeless Joe was not a part of that. So I actually went with my number four as Pete Rose.
Yeah, you could say Pete Rose. Yeah, I couldn't. Pete Rose is in there. I also had LeBron swinging around in there.
LeBron.
Everybody hates LeBron. I mean, no, he's obviously not on my list.
Listen,
evidence to the fact that I go Tanya Harding above LeBron, but it's just interesting to consider. I love LeBron. A lot of people don't. It's the Skip Bayless effect.
Yeah, well, listen, Skip Bayless is a sham of an individual. I like Pete, because everybody loved Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
Charlie Hustle is one of the five greatest baseball players.
And then banned from baseball.
If you take away the steroid era, there's nobody as accomplished as Pete Rose, who is not allowed in the Hall of Fame, aside from Shoeless Joe Jackson. Again, beloved, I think, and I have to look at this, I think he was the last player manager of all time. Yeah. A record that will never be touched. I mean, if you look at Derek Jeter and how impressive
he's got to do until
career,
he's like 45.
He would have to go for another decade to come close to what Pete Rose did.
And this Mount Rushmore debate touched off, when we were talking back and forth, you mentioned overrated American heroes.
Yeah.
As Lance Armstrong. And I said, all right, I could see that if you already believe that he's guilty, I could understand that. But you also mentioned somebody else in it. You said Jordan?
Yeah.
Well, Michael Jordan. We're talking about Michael Jordan. We're talking about the GOAT, right?
Yes. And listen, whenever we talk about
greatest of all time,
the early mid-90s NBA, the golden era of NBA, I do see that era through Patrick Ewing colored glasses.
Okay.
That being
all
said.
Right, that said. All right.
That being said.
That's a big admission.
He's a petty, crummy guy. And I've always thought he was, and people ignored it because he was so great and he could jump so high.
I'm going to say
one
thing.
And he was so poetic in the air. But look at his Hall of Fame speech.
I understand.
It's despicable.
I understand.
The guy is.
Is there something to be said about he helped save basketball and bring that back? And he was an icon. And I'm going to give you one more thing.
I'm not saying overrated basketball player. He did bring basketball back.
He's talking
as an American hero, which I would say Michael Jordan is considered an American hero.
One thing.
You need to be. Tiger Woods was an American hero. He's definitely no longer an American hero. His reputation is tainted.
Let me drop this on you. Space Jam.
Let me drop this on you. Ewing killed it in Space Jam. He murdered it in
Barkley
Space Jam.
I might have been better, but all right.
Barkley.
You want an overrated American hero? I thought about Namath last night because that guy
Namath is very overrated.
Here's an overrated American hero. Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss. Overrated,
Joe,
dude.
Joe. First of all, you're Radio 101. You don't isolate your huge demos. We have a lot of 8-year-old kids who listen to this program.
Listen to Two Guys, One Mic podcast.
Religiously. And you're sitting here throwing
Dr. Seuss. It's not that difficult to rhyme when you're making up your own words.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Listen.
Thank you. Come on.
Obviously, you have never read One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Everybody loves Go, Dog, Go. All right? I love The Grinch. I'm all about McGillicuddy's Pool. But come on.
McGillicuddy's Pool?
Yeah.
What is that? Like,
McGilligot's Pool. It's McGilligot something.
Wow. That's some underground Seuss right
there.
Dude, there
is. It's an old coffee shop Seuss. Yeah. It's some dark stuff.
All the places we will go. Listen, the guy's a legend. Shel Silverstein, you're going to call him overrated?
Nah, son. He hasn't been built up nearly that high.
I mean, yeah.
Dr. Seuss is on a pedestal, and it's like he's making up his own words.
The Grinch stole freaking Christmas, man.
Dude, it's my favorite Christmas time movie.
The Roast Beast.
Hands down.
Wait, the cartoon or the Jim Carrey?
No, screw the Jim Carrey, son. It's the cartoon.
Right, yeah, the cartoon is dope. So if it's your favorite, and there are some classic, Christmas dominates in terms of holiday programming.
You're right. It's a classic. It's absolutely my favorite. But we have put Dr. Seuss on a pedestal.
The claymation.
That when you're making up your own stuff.
You said it yourself. If he's making the greatest Christmas of all the great, I'm talking.
Yeah, he's at the top of Christmas.
Crazy,
I understand.
But these people, they put him up on the,
I understand.
Yeah, that thing is scary stuff.
That's fun. time.
Warm and Christmassy at the same time.
I love
Ebenezer Scrooge. Dude, if you're gonna
what
say,
are we talking
if you're gonna
about
say,
anymore? I don't even know where we're going with this.
If you're gonna say that Dr. Seuss came up with a masterpiece that beat out all of that, then you can't say he's overrated. You just rated him number one.
Because he's just making up his own stuff. Dude,
you just
whatever.
Rated him number one. Yeah,
I love the movie.
Look,
I love the story, but I don't have to think that he's the greatest thing since he's the greatest author of all time. But he's just making stuff up.
Listen, when people tune into 2G1M, they're looking for some ill fresh Joby, and they know that Brixie could come in here and drop some fresh new slang that I ain't never heard of before. That's what they tune in for. That's what Seuss was all about. He was dropping slang.
He's dropping slang that hasn't become anything. It's not like everyone's talking about not everyone's walking around talking about pantoubles. It's just some random word that he used to rhyme.
Yeah. And it worked. Brilliantly.
This is going to come back weeks from now as an outrageous claim. I'm going to be unprepared for the show, and I'm not going to have an outrageous claim. We're just going to come to this. I'm going to spend 15 minutes on it.
That's good. I'm glad we're coming up with fresh new material every week.
I don't know how we got here. I don't know where we're going. We're going to step aside. Mr. Bricks, I appreciate you coming in. Mark's going to... I do know where we're going now that I think about it. Mark Graydon's going to come in, talk some soccer.
Euro 2012.
We'll talk about it next. Bricks, thanks for coming in, man.
Absolutely,
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Always a pleasure. 2G1M.
Absolutely. We'll come right back with Mark Graydon.